Praise the Lord. I believe we are so excited. It is good to be here. We thank God. This morning, by the grace of God, I'll be talking to us on the topic, the choices that love makes. I believe some of us were here last Sunday when our Father in the Lord gave us the message on the choices that love makes. And this morning, I believe that I have just a few more things to say. I believe that whatever I have to say, that God will expound it in our hearts in Jesus' name. God has started with us this month, and we have been talking about love. We have said so much about love, but I pray that we will be able to act it out, we'll be able to live it out in Jesus' name. Love is an adventure. It's an adventure. And it's an adventure that we have to decide what we make out of it. We have to decide what we make out of it. We have to decide who it makes us, who it makes out of us. Because love is not without its challenges. Love is not without its problems. But we have to decide. The Bible says that Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Not because he did not have to pay a price, not because he did not have to face some challenges, some difficulties. And that is the same thing with love. In the place of love, we have problems, we have challenges, but we need to make a decision from the beginning that we will love. I was listening to a politician some couple of years back in this country, that were saying so much and so much against him. And then, I don't know if this was a believer, but I was impressed by what he said. He said, "I will love them, I will continue to love them till death." And that is how love decides. Love decides to continue to love. Love makes a choice to continue to love. Love makes a choice that regardless of what I meet on the way, because it's an adventure, it makes a decision that regardless of what I meet on the way, I will continue to love. So that's the first decision that love makes. That's the first choice that love makes, to continue to love. And so whether in the marriage or in the workplace, in the church or among our friends, the first thing that we need to also address, or the other thing that we need to address, so that it will be easy for us to love, is for us to first deal with what is called self in us. This morning we were in the workers' class and we were talking about so many things. And this came up on my heart again. That it's very important for us first to die. That when we die to self, it is easy for us to love. It was easy for Christ to go and to the death of the cross. It was easy for him to still continue to show love, even to the people that were stoning him, to the people that pierced him, to the people who did so much harm against him, because he was dead to self. And that's why we need to first address that. Otherwise, it will be so difficult for us. We will face so many things that will make us that will push us so far that we don't want to issue love out of us again. And so it's important for us to address self, to ask God to put self to death in us, so that we are not alive. We are when they pinch us, we don't feel it in the physical. We don't feel it any longer when they pinch us, because self is dead in us. It's so important. It's so important. Even as Christians, we are together. There is no way that we will not relate with one another. But until we die to self, then we will continue to offend one another. The Bible says offenses will come. But how do we not take offenses home? How do we not go home? How do we not carry offenses home? It is when self dies in us. In the marriage at home, how do we not continue? How do we not build on the wrong of our spouse, on the wrong of our children? It is when self dies in us. It is when we are no longer conscious. Our spirit man, is only alive to the things of God. We are only concerned about what concerns God, what bothers God. That is when it's easy for us to continue to love. That's when the choice that we make at the beginning to continue to love will be easy for us. When we die to self. When we die to self. And I know that it's not easy for us. It's not easy to die to self. It's just like, you know, when the, you know, some of our parents, back in Africa, some of them have, you know, they have tribal marks. And they say when they are putting on those tribal marks, it pains, it hurts. But when they are done with it, it looks very beautiful. And that's the same way when we die.
Praise the Lord.
I can tell you the Yoruba translation. I don't want to add vernacular to it. You see, but that's how it is. They say it pains, it hurts, but when it is done, it looks very beautiful. That's the way it is when we die to self. It pains, it hurts. In the place of relationship, it pains, it hurts. When Jesus Christ was saying, when they hit you on one side of your cheek, turn the other side, it's only when you die to self. Otherwise, before you know it, you retaliate. You retaliate. We were going somewhere, you know, one day and driving, and then our car, our vehicle, that was a couple of years ago, suddenly hit a very, very new car. And all of a sudden, the guy came out and did not waste time to give a blow to the brother who was driving our car. Of course, it was a Christian fellowship bus that we were driving. And then after it was done, oh, he felt sober. Because he was a man of God. He was a man of God. But the car, his car was so new. It was a brand new car. That he was so full of what the car, you know, meant to him, that he forgot that he was a man of God. And that's why it is so easy for us to forget to love. It's so easy for hate. It's so easy for hate to hit you out of us if we don't first die to self. If we don't first put ourselves on, you know, on the altar of God and say, God, mold me. Kill every self in me. Every element of self. Let it die in me. Otherwise, we'll begin to take notes. Every time that something wrong is done to us, we'll take notes. We'll keep a record of it. It will matter to us. It will count to us. It will have a meaning to us. It will have a meaning to us. And so that's the first thing I want us to emphasize this morning. That we need to cry to God and say, Father, let flesh die in me. He says that I may decrease, that he may increase in me. Brother Paul said, I die daily. That on a daily basis that we will die. On the daily basis that God will take what is making us to feel that this world is so important, it matters too much than God. God will continually deal with it in us. That is what is first important. And then it will be easy for us to show love to the other one, to the other person. It will be so easy for us when we sit down together as Christians to show love to one another. It will be so easy for us at home to show love. Because other things don't matter to us again. The things that matter to them, they don't matter to us again. Only God matters. Only the things of God matter. Only heaven matters to us. And then love will be easy to hit you out of us. And so until we are bound together, the Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 133 verse 1, this is a very common passage when the Bible says how wonderful it is when brethren dwell together in unity. I want to read it from Message Bible. It says, how wonderful, how beautiful, when brothers and sisters, when they get along, sometimes we don't get along and then we quit. I don't want to be in that unit again. I don't want to live in that home again because we don't get along. And it all goes back to where we started from, that self needs to die in us. But the Bible says it's so wonderful, it's so beautiful when brethren, when brothers and sisters, when they get along. It's like costly ointments, anointing oil, flowing down head and beard, flowing down Aaron's beard, flowing down the collar of his priestly robe. It's like the dew of Mount Hermon flowing down the slopes of Zion. Yes, that's where God commands the blessing, ordains eternal life. That is, until there is love, until we make a choice to love one another, we can only have a few drops of the blessings of God. Until we make a choice that regardless of it, I mean, we are here We just must love one another. Otherwise, it will only be in trickles, no matter the prayers we pray. That's what that scripture is saying. That we cannot bold face it. God has laid it down. Love must make a choice to love regardless. Love must make a choice to love regardless. I was reading the account of Job. Maybe later on I'll still get back to that scripture. When the Bible says that God answered the prayer of Job. I think Job chapter 42 verse 10. The Bible says that God answered the prayer of Job after he prayed for his friend. I don't know what was the offense of Job. That, God needed to wait until he prayed for his friend. I thought it was his friends that were making mockery of him. But, it's so easy. We might think, Job did not say anything bad about them and all that. But it's so, by the time we continue, they continually offend us. It's so easy for something to form in us. We might not know. But God sees our heart. God knows. God knows the heart of Job. God saw the heart of Job, maybe. Maybe God saw that, out of, too many times that they were saying too many things against him, maybe something was beginning to form in his heart. And he needed to also forgive them. And the Bible says God asked he first rebuked the friends of Job, sent them to Job. He said, go and appeal to him. Go and make sacrifices. The Bible says after they did that, Job prayed for them. And then God answered the prayer of Job. That's how it is. Until we create an atmosphere, God is expecting an atmosphere. And that depends on you, that depends on me. It does not only depend on one person. We cannot walk in here and say, I just want to be myself. Just leave me here. Let me sit down. This is always my seat. I'll sit here. I will say amen, and then I'll go out. God depends on you. God counts on you. You need to connect with us. You need to connect with the people of God so that we can together have an atmosphere of love. The Bible says that there God commands his blessings. If we want an abundance of the blessings and not only trickles, we must make a choice. And that choice is, I am going to love my brother regardless. I am going to love my sister regardless. I am going to show love in my workplace regardless. I am going to show love at home regardless. That is a choice that we must make to create an atmosphere where God commands his blessings. And so it is not only in prayers, it's also in our hearts of love. It's also in our hearts of love. Another thing that love chooses to do is that love chooses to endure the pain of it. In the book of Genesis chapter 29 verse 20, the Bible says, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. Because of time, I will not be able to read this scripture. I wish I could read a few more verses before this, before verse 20, Genesis 29. The Bible says, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. 7 years were like a few days because of love. So love decides to endure the pain of it. For 7 years, he was in labor. Laboring to serve the father of the one he loved. He did not mind the pain. And if we read that place very well, we remember that he had to serve 7 years for the sister, served 7 years for the junior one. So he served 14 years, and then he added another 7 years on top, as Jara. Added another one because of love. Not because it was so pleasant for him. It was serving. It was service. He was doing some business. He was doing some work there. He was not a free man. There must be some pain connected to it. And that's how it is. There was one time a sister kept jumping from one sister to the other. Oh, I can't live with her. No, I can't live with this. I said, until you stay with one person and live with that person, you will continue to move on. Because God is trying to teach you a lesson. And there must be some pain in it. Try and stay and learn the lesson. And stop moving from one place to the other, saying that this person is bad, that person is bad, that person is bad. Maybe God is teaching us a lesson and saying, stay there Stay there. There is some pain, but stay there to learn the lesson. I understand that there are times that it may get too bad, but let us know at that time that it is God that is asking us to go. Maybe, you know, you have been abused in one place or the other. If God says leave, leave. But if God has not given you a go-ahead to leave, why not still stay? Why not stay and see whether, okay, maybe this is part of the pain of love. Maybe this is part of the service. Maybe this is part of what the choices that I have to make so that I can get what God has in store for me. The Bible says that Jacob served 7 years. And even in the course of that, we remember that he was deceived. That happens sometimes, even when we make a choice to love. The father-in-law deceived him. He gave him another one instead of the one he thought he was serving. He was serving for. That was an experience he had. But he still stayed there because of love. That's what love decides to do. Decides to serve. Love is service. Love is sacrifice. Love makes sure that the sacrifice is done. That there's due diligence in sacrifice. There's due diligence in service. That is a decision. That's the choice that love makes. I pray that whatever choice that God wants us to make out of love, that grace will be sufficient for us in Jesus' name. I'm not saying it is easy, brethren. It is not. And that's why we continually need to ask God to help us. We continually need to ask Him to put self to death in us. There are so many times that we want to quit because it gets too hot, it gets too bad, and we want to quit. And I pray that we will stay when God wants us to stay in Jesus' name. Love decides not to withhold. Decides not to withhold. The Bible says that we should not withhold that which is good when it is in the power of our hands to do so. Don't withhold what is good. As we are seated in this place, there is something good that you have to offer somebody. If only we can do what is good, what God has put in us to do, what good God has put. Somebody may have an information here, maybe a piece of information, that we open the door for another person as we are seated here. If only we will do that, we will all be better for it. And that's why the Bible says that they were together in one accord in the first church, in the book of Acts of Apostles. But it doesn't happen again today. It does not happen again today. Maybe that's why we are not retaining one another. We don't keep ourselves. We don't keep ourselves again. Because we don't share. We don't connect with one another. The Bible says they were together in one accord. There's something that you know that will benefit somebody that is seated as we are here. There is something that you have that will benefit somebody. There's something that God has put in you that will make the life of somebody who is here better if you look around. Why don't you do it before you get out of here today? A piece of information. Why don't you do it before you get out of this place today? Make a choice to do good. Love does not withhold what is good. Love makes a choice to do good regardless. Regardless, our Father in the Lord was telling us his own experience, you know, how a lot of people that he did good to, you know, they did not repay back. It happens like that, but that did not stop him. That should not stop us from continuing to do good. Because one day, we will reap. One day, that good will come back. If we sow it, it will definitely come back. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters. You will find it after many days. It will definitely come back to us. Sometimes the mistake we make is that we want it to come back from that very place where we are putting it. It doesn't come back from there every time. Sometimes it is not, in fact, they starve us of the thing that we gave to them. They starve us of the same thing. So, but it definitely comes back in a different way. God doesn't let it go like that. So let us look around. Connect with one another. Connect with a group here. Women are calling for meetings. Connect with women. Connect with them. Be part of them. Gone are the days when we used to have prayer partners. Prayer partners. No longer. We don't even want to have a partner. We don't even want to have somebody to share a burden with us. Some of us, you know, the things that we do sometimes, you know, I think that's what has affected maybe some people who wanted to really show love. They just withdrew. Because they found, maybe they met somebody who just was not lovable. whether at home, whether in places of work, whether in the church. Some places, I know, some people are just difficult. But we need to pray that God will break there so that we, you know, love can reach out to them. Because the Bible says, I think that's in, I have that scripture here in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. The Bible says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. Love must show himself friendly. Love, love. If we want love to come back to us, we must also give it out. And we must also show ourselves to be lovable. Let the women connect with the women. Come for the meeting of women. Come for the meeting of men. Come for the meeting of the choir. Their choir is there. Connect with them. You know, they used to say when I'm sorry, I have to tell us so many parables and translate them. That when you see snake, when you see one of them, you know, it's easy to kill one. But when you see so many of them coming, which one will you just run now? So when we connect together like that, you know, the corollary of that is that it's so much more difficult to break a broom, a bunch of that, than when you have just a strand of it. But we seem to be walking alone. We are walking alone. And we want somebody to diagnose what is going on with us. Until you open up, it may be difficult for somebody to diagnose. We don't have stethoscopes to diagnose somebody. Let us open up to one another. Let us, you know, this is 10-year anniversary. Let us turn a new leaf. Let us work as a people. Let us be a people. Let us be a people. Let them see us outside and say, this is a people. A people. The Bible says, talks about the people who were building the Tower of Babel. Even God saw them and God said, these people, what they are up to, they will do it. If I don't do something against these people, they are going to achieve it. Let them see us like that in this community. Let them see us like that in this state, in this city. That these people, they are going to achieve what they plan to achieve. Let us connect with one another. Let us make that choice. Choice not to withhold good from one another when it is in the power of our hands to do so. Love seeks an opportunity to excuse the other person or to believe in the other person, to accept the excuse that the other person is giving. You know, these days we tend to, we look at it, I don't know. This morning, you know, in the workers' meeting also, we were talking about, you know, something like this. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, when the Bible talks about love believes all things, love has to make a choice to believe, to trust, to accept. Otherwise, we will stand there. We will stay there. That's where our relationship ends. That's where our relationship ends. That's where strain enters the relationship. If we don't believe it, accept it as it is, whether it is face value or deep value, just take it like that and move on. And pray that God will help you to be able to forget it. That is what we need. That is a choice we need to make. Otherwise, we will stay there. The relationship will end there. Even when we are laughing and smiling, and we are just showing teeth, it's not deep within us. These are some of the choices we need to make out of love. These are some of the choices that we need to ask God to help us to make. So that as we move on from here, we will be better people in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, this morning before I begin to close, the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? That is, if we say that we love God, if we sing and raise up holy hands, that we love God, and we don't love, we have not made up our minds to love our brother, our sister, we have not made up our minds to show love to our neighbors, we have not made up our minds to show love to the people that, you know, they come around us, then the Bible says we are still lying. And the Bible says that all liars will end in the lake of hell. My prayer is that we will not end in the lake of hell in Jesus' name. But these are little things. These things are written in scriptures. They don't need we don't need to read so many translations to know what God is saying. It's just that it's difficult for us. Our Father in the Lord was saying this morning that the only problem is that there is something that is where God wants us to be, but we are far from where God wants us to be. Now, that's the problem. And God cannot move and come to us. He cannot change that. He cannot lower the standard. We can only pray that God will move us close and move us to where He wants us to be. And so these things are written in the scriptures, and God will help us. God will help me. God will help us, brethren, so that we don't just, all the years we have spent, look at all the years we have spent in the faith. Some of us have started, our fathers are here, they have started 50, 40 years. Let it not be little things. The Bible says, Songs of Solomon 2:15, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. Brethren, there are little foxes. There are little things that we overlook, but God doesn't overlook them. God has told us, they are written in the scriptures, and there's nothing we can do against them. We can only comply. We can only trust God to be able to comply. Because I keep saying it is not as if it is easy. And that's why the Bible says that narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. It's so narrow, and it's becoming narrower these days. Because there are people who will just, look at what a country is doing, regardless of what other, North Korea. Somebody just decides to begin to shoot rockets just to annoy the whole world. That's how it is. And that's why, no matter the restraints they are putting on our president here, he just kept firing back. Because there are people who we just provoke. And that's how it is. They are all over the place. And the devil is also throwing them all over the place. Throwing them across us so that they can deprive us of heaven. Throwing them, scattering them in our workplaces, so that they will be pinching us, scattering them everywhere in our neighbors, so that they'll be disturbing us, throwing trash where they shouldn't throw trash. So that maybe you wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is what we should not say. That's why we need God, brethren. That's why we need God. That's why we need the grace of God. That's why we need that death itself will die in us. So that the first thing that flows out is not the negative word. That is what we need. That God will help us this morning. I want you to go before the Almighty God as I go before Him, brethren. That God will help you to make the choices that you need to make. That the love of God will be shared abroad in our hearts. The love of God will be shared abroad in the heart of Wisdom Assembly. That we will be able, out of love, to make the choices that we need to make. Why don't you call upon the Lord this morning? Why don't you call upon Him this morning and say, Father, let your love be shed abroad in my heart. Why don't you call upon Him this morning and say, Father, let self die in me. Why don't you call upon Him this morning and say, Father, I lay myself on the altar this morning. Father, let self die on a daily basis in my life. Why don't you call upon Him this morning and say, Father, walk through me this morning. Why don't you call upon Him this morning and say, Father, walk through me. Let your love be planted in me. Let love for you, love for the people, let it be planted in my heart, in my life today. Why don't you call upon Him? Almighty God, we call upon you this morning as a church, as a people. Father, individually, we call upon you, Lord, that you will walk in us. Walk in our hearts, walk in our lives, Almighty God. Father, that the love that needs to be shown by us, O God, will be planted in us today. Father, we pray that you will visit us and you will put flesh to death in us. Father, we pray that every choice that we need to make, Father, in our homes, every choice that we need to make, even in our workplaces, every choice we need to make, out of love, even in the church of God, Father, help us to make those right choices. Almighty God, we commit ourselves to you, even as a church. Father, the choice we need to make out of love, So that we can deliver your mandate to this community. Father, help us to make that choice today. Father, even as we mark our anniversary of 10 years, Lord, the choice that we need to make out of love so that we can fulfill your purpose on this land. Father, help us to make that choice in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship your holy name. Heavenly Father, we pray even for our children as they grow up. The Bible says, teach your children the way that they will go, and when they grow up, they will not depart from it. Father, these children are growing up. They are growing up in a society that is filled with hatred. Father, we pray that these ones, Lord, will not be influenced by the seed of hatred in this community, in the society, in Jesus' name. And we pray today, Almighty God, that in their hearts, in their lives, Lord, that you will plant a seed of love that will grow and grow continually all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because of your word that you have sent to us. We pray that your Holy Spirit will expound this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. If you have received something from that word, I want you to bless the Almighty God for that word as I welcome our Father in the Lord even to the podium.
Praise the Lord. How many of us have been blessed today? Come on, say good amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, last week Sunday, I said something that some of us may have forgotten, but very, very vital. Don't put your feelings ahead of your love. Don't let your feeling determine how much you show love. Let love determine the level of feelings that goes out from you. This morning, as I was meditating, on this subject of love again, I wrote something down here. I already sent it out as a tweet. If you're on Twitter, find me, follow. Amen. There's a ton of good in every bad person. People we have labeled bad, there's a ton of good in them. They only need someone who can help them see who they can be. And that someone is love. Love helps to harness and bring out the best in each and every one of us. Think about it. For unforgiveness, suspicion, they are too much of a heavy weight to carry. They're too heavy. You know, it bugs you down. How many of us want to be free? Amen? So don't be suspicious. Don't live your life with suspicion. Don't live your life in unforgiveness. Amen? People will always make mistakes. You too. You are a walking mistake. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. Praise the Lord. Because we make mistakes does not mean there's nothing good in us. There's a whole lot of good in all of us. And I pray today that God will give us grace as we have heard the word of God again to begin to practice love. To begin to practice love. And God will help us in Jesus' name.